Megillah Yudbeis Amad Aleph. Megillah Yudbeis Amad Aleph. Shalu Talmidav Es Reb Shimon Ben Yochai. Mipnei ma nischayvu soineyen shel Yisrael sheba oiso hadar kloya. Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you tell me you didn't have a shaila. Why? You're talking about a good group of Jews we're looking at. Why they deserve to be hurt and killed and decimated? What did they do wrong? What did they do wrong? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, okay, why? Amar lahem, Imru Atem. He's a finer Rebbe. He says, listen, you tell me, what do you think? They're asking him, why is it that the Jewish people should be destroyed? There's a decree for the annihilation of the entire Jewish people. What did they do wrong to deserve this? Things like that don't happen for no reason. So, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, you know what? That's a great question. That's a great question. What do you think? What do you think? You know why? Because they went to the party. They went to the Suda Vaisai Russia of Achashverosh and they sat and they ate and they drank and they made merry and they celebrated. Says the Rebbe, Im Kain Shebeshushan Yergu. I don't understand. If your pshat is correct, that the reason why they, the Jewish people, were subject to the, so to speak, the death sentence, right? The genocide, the decree of genocide against them, you're telling me the reason is because they went to the party. Who went to the party on those 7 days? Shushan. All the citizens of Shushan. So who should have been killed? The people of Shushan. The Shushanites. Okay? The Jews of Shushan should have been killed, but every Jew in the world should be killed. Why? Amrullah, that's it. Right? They presented a teretz, or a tshuva, and he said the tshuva. No way, it can't be the right answer. Okay? So Amulah, so what do they say? The good tell me them. Okay, well, you got us, so we're not right. So Emarata, so you tell us. We tried asking you. You said you want us to answer. We tried answering. You knocked our answer down. So tell us the reason. Amalahem mipnei shehishtachavu litzelem. Says Rashbi, the reason why Am Yisrael was nechtav l'kloya. Why were the Jewish people subject to this decree? Because they did have Avodah Zarah. B'imei Nebuchadnezzar, who put up these giant statues, Am Yisrael were mishtachav l'tzelem. Gimel Averes Chamuras. Mele, the subject to the death, to Misa. The Talmidim then say, ask back the following question. Okay? Which again, you have to read this Gemara with eyes wide open. It's a powerful conversation, exchange. Amrullo! Hey. Amrullo! Watch out, man. Amrullo! V'chi masu ponim yesh bedavar? I don't understand something. If they did have Avodah Zarah, and they did wrong, they did have Avodah Zarah. All of Yisrael did have Avodah Zarah, and Hashem says he wants to destroy them. So you know what? You're right. He should have destroyed them. So now suddenly they ask the Rebbe, "Hey Rebbe, why didn't God destroy the Jewish people? You see how quick that was? 30 seconds ago, They were asking, hey, Rabbi, why did God, make an attempt, so to speak, to destroy the Jewish people? 30 seconds later, they flipped their question. Flipyourquestion.com. Right? Now they're asking, hey, God, why did, hey, Rabbi, why didn't God destroy the Jewish people? Now they're upset. The Jewish people did so wrong, and they did so bad, so God should have punished them and destroyed them, just like Bachet Egel. Right? Bachet Egel, Am Yisrael does Avodah Zarah, Hashem says it's over. Great question. Okay, so in other words, why did he save them, these Jews of Shushan? Amalahem. Listen carefully to these words. If you listen to it, you should write them down for those who are writing. Amalahem. Heim lo asu ela lifanim. Avakadosh Baruch Hu lo asa imahen ela lifanim. I'll say it again. Heim lo asu ela lifanim. Avakadosh Baruch Hu lo asa imahen ela lifanim. What does that mean? Rabbi, what do the words Megillas Esther mean? Take the words Megillas Esther, which we all know, the book we know and love, and let's translate it, please. Can anyone translate the word Megillas Esther? Megillas Esther? Well, the scroll of Esther, I get that. The scroll, the letter of Esther, I get that. I accept it. Good translation. Could you give me another translation?
I will hide the scroll.
Megillat, like Gilui Arayot. Gilui, reveal. Esther.
Okay.
Soter, right? Hester Aster, reveal the hidden. The word Megillas Esther can be translated as to reveal the hidden. To reveal. That's a simple. It's not a big drush. That's the words mean. Megillat, to uncover, to reveal. Esther, that which is hidden. To reveal that which is hidden. Today, I'd like to look at with you this concept, and my thesis is that this is the avodat hayom of Purim. The avodat hayom. Translate those words. The main point. The main point of the day. The main point of the day is to do Megillas Esther. Not just to read Megillas Esther, but to do Megillas Esther. Rabbi Yisai, what I am bound to embark on has two parts. Two very different parts. We'll see what we can do today, and what we can finish today, and what we'll have to continue on tomorrow. It could be we'll do part A today, and only be part B tomorrow. And tomorrow, whatever, to Tuesday. Okay? So, here we go. Megillas Esther means revealing the hidden. What does that mean? What does that mean, revealing the hidden? And what does that have to do with, how is that the deeper pnimius of Purim? Well, this Gemara is a good place to start. Let me translate those words. Rashbi tells his Talmidim, you know why God didn't destroy them? Because they didn't really bipnimius. I'll use that word. It's a big Purim word. They didn't bipnimius really bow down to the Avodah Zarah. What the heck does that mean? Did they bow down or did they not bow down? What's the answer? This is just the Gemara. They did bow down. They did. They bowed down. But why did they bow down? Because, what do you mean? You're going to get killed if you don't do a Nebuchadnezzar at once. They bow down. But in their heart of hearts, they didn't really want to do it. They didn't really believe, want to do this Avodah Zarah. They did Avodah Zarah. They did. But they did it b'chitzonius. The panim. Panim means a face. They put on a facade. Right? A face. You see how the word face and facade are related to each other? A facade. A facade is a face. What's a fake? What's a facade? A face side? Yeah? I would not be surprised. It comes from the same source. A face side means, what's a facade? A facade, right? A presentation. An external presentation. The outside facade of the building. It's the face of the building. What you see. The panim. Right? What does lefnim mean?
Inside.
Before you, right? Right? Like, in other words, before you, right? Panim means a face. They only did what they did because they were trying to make a presentation, but it was not the real them. The real them didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. So what does God do? Quid pro quo. Oh. Mida kenege
mida.
The way tit for tat, the way you treat me, I'll treat you. We touched on this a little last week. It means you guys are acting in a certain way, but it's not the real you. No probs! I'll do the same thing. They act in a certain way. It's not the real them. What does Hashem say? What does God say? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. What does God say? It's actually not.
Nice job.
Thank you. Thank you anyway. What does God say? I'll do exactly what you do. So they act in this story. They act as if they're doing something. And God does the exact same thing. They act, remember we spoke about it in regards to abandonment, remember? Abandoning God. They acted, right? They acted as if they turned their back on God. So what does God do? He, so to speak, turns his back on them. They, if I can translate these words, the following. They, the Jewish people, wore a mask. They put on a face. You know what God does? He also puts on a face. We put on a face, we abandon God. So what does God do? He puts on a face, he abandons us. We start freaking out. Ah! Right? But it's not the truth. But we think it's the truth. It looks like the truth. So we're very scared. And at the very last minute, the Jewish people's true essence comes out. They reveal, what do? They do tshuva. They start davening and doing tshuva. And they demask, Rabbi Yisai. They demask. What does Hashem do? The last second, he also demasks. You see on Purim, it's inevitable, you see on Purim, that there's a little kid somewhere, and a guy walks in with like a monster costume, right? A monster suit. And what does the kid do? You've seen this. He goes, freaks out. Ah! He's scared. Like the, you know, there's like this creepy, you know, faces. Like someone's like trying to, like he looks like the devil. You know, and the kid starts running, and then the guy says, "No, it's not. It's really me. Look, it's really me." Right?
So you know, this like father comes to his little kid with like a mask on. The kid's like laughing. He pulls it off, and the kid starts crying.
Okay. So what's the point? What's the point? Rabbi Yisai. Just like he put on a false front, we put on a false front, Hashem put on a false front, and in the last second, at the 11th hour, just before we're about to be destroyed, we say, okay Hashem, here's who we really are. You know what Hashem does? Okay, here's who I really am. And kibiyachol, this whole scare, is just being orchestrated by God. We didn't know that. We didn't realize what's happening, right? You didn't see that. Okay? Now, first of all, this is a source for wearing masks on Purim, in its simplest sense. Right? Besides the fact that we saw in the Megillah, in the Gemara, that Haman, that Achashverosh dressed up as the Kohen Gadol. That's another source for dressing up on Purim. Right? But here is another thing. They put on a mask, right? And they took off the mask. So here it is. You see the concept of, in the Gemara, about wearing masks on Purim. But here's what I want to say. We all know that the pnimius of every yid, of every Jew, is really yearning to be pure, to do the right thing, to be close to God. How do you do that? Difficult to be close to God. And it's difficult to express being close to God. I would like to say, and this is something, this is an old hargasha, an old feeling, deep feeling of mine for many years, that part of the avoda on Purim is to take, in a certain sense, take our masks off, and expose the real us. The real us inside every single person is deep down is really holy. Every person is really every yid, every Jew actually loves Hashem. Did you know that? Every Jew deep down really is connected, has a yearning for Ruchnius. But it's hard for us to expose. You know what we do? Very, very often, we put on a mask. In fact, there are people who wear a mask 364 days a year. We walk around in a certain way. We act in a certain way. We talk in a certain way. We dress in a certain way. We present ourselves. We show a facade, a face. Oh yeah, we're like this. We think we're so cool. We do this. We do that. Look how cool we are in our averas. Look at the cool things that we know how to do that are like very unholy. And we can't, we're like, say, guy, look, check us out. Look how macho I am. But it's not the real truth. That's not who you really are. But we present ourselves that way. We present. And you know, in our own lives, we face our own struggles. And God presents himself to us in a certain way. And our understanding of the way God, quote unquote, is treating us is sometimes very, very difficult to swallow. Oh gosh, look at the problems and the difficulties they have. What would you consider? That maybe you're just replaying exactly what the Jewish people did. You're showing a part of you that's not really the real you. So you know what God does? He does the same thing. You show God garbage, so he shows you garbage. If you show God your pneumius and your true self, right? So God would do the same. If you would only demask, maybe God would demask. Right now he scares us, right? What do we say? What's my favorite pasuk in Mishlei? Kamayim hapanim elpanim, kein leva adam la adam. What we show somebody, somebody shows up. What you show God, God shows you. You see that? Are we communicating? If you show God your inner beauty and your devotion, so and your commitment, so God would show you the same thing. Right? Now very often it's very difficult to be real. Very difficult. But I'm gonna like show God how I'm going to daven with my eyes closed. I'm actually going to be shomer negia. What am I going to do? People are going to think I'm a loser, you know? Or I'm going to cry and asking Hashem for Yerushalayim. Come on. You know, well, who knows what how can I get away with some stuff? So you know what we do? You know what we do on Purim? We listen carefully to what I'm saying today. We put on a mask. In order to demask.
Cancel.
In order to demask. To cancel out our mask. Azeizo, that they really.
What do you mean we put on a mask?
In other words, let me explain. First of all, while I'm at it, two things. Not only do we put on a mask to demask, we also use, like someone said before, we use alcohol to access the pneumius of who we are. It's much, much easier to be uninhibited by using. Yes, I've seen that. Okay, so I want to just tell you. I want to quote my Rebbe. May he be healthy. May he refu shalem. No, his name is Dr. Lef. Dr. Lef, my Rebbe. Hashem should bless him. Dr. Lef, you don't know Dr. Lef. Let me tell you about Dr. Lef. Dr. Lef, no. Leave me alone. Dr. Lef, yeah, leave me alone. Okay, Dr. Lef. When I was younger than you, used to tell me Avram Willi. Is how we spoke to him. Avram Willig. Remember this, Avram Willig. Avram Willig. Don't ask me why he always said, whatever he would tell me, always start with Avram Willig. Avram Willig. Never forget. Never forget. I'm like, yes. Avram Willig. Never forget about the danger of wearing a mask. I said, why, Dr. Lef? He said, oh, Avram Willig. You want to know Avram Willig? I'll tell you Avram Willig. Avram Willig, the reason why it's so dangerous to put on a mask is because Yavo Yom, the day will come where you will want to take off the mask. And if you are a mask man who wears a mask all day, every day, all week, every week, all month, all year, guess what? When the day will come when you're ready and prepared to take off the mask, guess what? You might be unable to take it off. Kind of like Darth Vader.
Kind of like Darth Vader.
You can't just, if you take off the mask, you'll die. It's impossible. You know those guys? Oh yeah. You know, you see them like this. And I'm like, dude, you smoke? He's like, no, I don't smoke. Just today, you know. You have a smoking problem? No. You know, like you see the guy all day, every day. No, I don't smoke. Just this week I'm smoking. You know, this month I'm smoking. And you actually talk to the guy. He tells you straight up, Mama, she can tell you straight to say, no, I don't have a smoking problem. I just, you know, it just happens to be I smoke. Yeah, it just happens to be I've been smoking the last 2 years. But I can stuff it anytime I want. You know, I don't actually have a problem. Oh yeah, all right, yeah, let's see, you know. 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, exactly. And then the guy says, I'd like to stop, okay, but I can't. So what happened? I thought you don't have a problem. Somewhere along the line, you know, I guess it grew on me, you know. But yeah, that's the problem. If you present yourself and imagine and your self-perception is of a certain type and stripe or personality or persona or a person who engages in certain activities, well, guess what, guys? If you walk the walk and you talk the talk, guess what? That's who you are. So many of us actually think, oh, okay, we happen to do this, but really we're a tzaddik. I got news! Maybe you're not a tzaddik. You know how you can tell? Try being a tzaddik. Try not doing the things that you're embarrassed that you do. It's deep. That's what my Rebbe says, Avram Willick. Masks are dangerous business. That's what he says to me. Avram Willig, wearing a mask is dangerous business. You're the kind of guy who says, oh yeah, I have this image, you know, I'm this kind of cool dude, I'm this kind of dude, I do this, I do that. Is this an image or is it the real you? Watch out. Whereas my children say, you better yatch out. Okay? You better yatch out. Okay? So, that's it. When we wear certain attitudes or we wear certain philosophies and we think, oh yeah, this is our, you know, it's real, it's not real, it's just a joke. Be careful. Be careful. Now, this is, in my opinion, one of the avodas of Purim, Megillas Esther. To reveal the hidden. How do we do that? It's difficult to do that. Everybody knows who we are, so we put on a mask. And everybody's equal. Nobody knows who's behind the mask. Nobody knows. And nobody knows what you're thinking. And, you know, nobody knows what if it's the real you, it's not the real you. I can still remember to this day, many, many years ago, I asked my Rebbe a kasha on Purim. And it was a real kasha. It was in learning. And my Rebbe thought it was actually the ultimate insult. He started laughing hysterically. He thought it was the most ridiculous kasha. And I really thought, it was really bothered me, this kasha. Truly. And he really thought that I was making a Purim Torah. Yeah, I was making a joke. He was laughing in my face. Now, thank God it was Purim, you know, because that's the point. The guy thinks, he thought I was drunk, and I actually was like, whoa. I mean, maybe I was drunk. But it really bothered me, this kasha. Nothing to do with any of it. It was learning. It was a kasha in learning. Right? But it's to that end. Do you understand that example? Right? You can say whatever you want, and people, they don't know what you're saying. They're thinking you're drunk, or they don't know who you are, whatever. But the point is, the real pnimius, the pnimius of the pnimius can come off. You know, I'm very fond of, I think about this in regards to yard sites. You know a little bit about a yard site? You know, great Uncle Joe, once a year the family gets together to remember his soul of Blessed Memory. You know what I'm talking about? Right? Great Uncle Paul or someone, whoever he is, you know? So, why is it that we remember once a year? We just had it yesterday. Why? Once a year. Why not every day? Why don't we do it once a year? Come on. Nobody? Why do we read Kriyas HaTorah once a year? Kriyas HaTorah, Bar Shezacha, once a year. Guys, are you sleeping?
No,
because there's a halacha that if you don't remember something for a year, you will forget it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Never heard
such a thing. Yeah. That's how we have Yahrzeit once a year. That's why we have Parsha Zohar once a year. But if you don't bring it into your memory once a year, you can forget it. That's why Reb Chaim chazes the whole Kolotar Kolda once a year, right? You don't want to forget something. Okay? Are we communicating? I would like to suggest that is the reason why we demask on Purim. Because each and every one of us has a neshama tahora, a pintala, beautiful nefesh and neshama. Beautiful, holy neshama that we forget that can get lost, and we wear a mask for so long. We have to take off the mask once a year in order at least to remind ourselves about the truth. The truth is that this is who we really are. This is who we really are. Okay? And that is why we demask on Purim, in order to be Megale the Seser. I will say that there's an amazing, yesterday's mitzvah is an amazing mitzvah. If you look at the Chumash, which I don't have in front of me, if you look at the Chumash at the end of Parshas Zohar, which we read yesterday, Parshas Kisetze, the Torah tells us, right, that we have to remember what Amalek did to us. What did they do to us? Right? They attacked all Nechashalim Acharecha. Who are Nechashalim Acharecha? Who are those guys, says Rashi? Who did they attack? I don't understand. We have a problem. We have a problem with a simple Pashup Shad in the Torah. You want to hear what it is? How did the Jewish people travel in the desert? What the cloud? And how come they weren't subject to being destroyed by enemies? Because the cloud, the Ananiya covered, protected them. Question! Doesn't this happen right after Parshas B'Shalach? The end of Parshas B'Shalach, they had clouds up to wazoo. They're protected up to wazoo, these Jews. You know, they're untouchable, invincible. How does Amalek come and destroy them? Isn't that a bomb, Kasha? Too bad you're thinking about it after Parshas Zachar.
Cloud buster bomb.
Oh, exactly. They have cloud busters? Exactly. They didn't have cloud busters. Nechbisk! It's a bomb kasha. So, we just read it. Extremely funny kasha. No. So, how did the Jewish people get killed? Until today, we're upset at Amalek for hurting us, says Rashi. Who did they kill? The chalash. Who are the chalash? The people who are weak. Weak because of? They were choitim. They were choitim. They sinned. And because they sinned, what happened to them? They got kicked out of the Machaneh. Look at the Pesukim in the Torah. Someone who is a Metzora, right? He's a Rasha. He did Averis. He gets Saraz. He gets kicked out of the camp because he gets kicked out of Machaneh Israel even. So the Rishoyim are outside the clouds. And who comes? Amalek comes. And Amalek attacks them and hurts them. And to this day, Hashem goes crazy. Never, there's never a halacha like this. That you have to go become militant and almost fanatical, right? To go kill these guys that hurt the Jewish people. Who do they hurt? They hurt the Rishayim. So we're looking at the worst dregs of the Jewish people, the bottom of the barrel. The Rishayim of the Jewish people, and those are the people who God is so insulted that the Goyim started up with us. Isn't that a bomb, Kasha?
Yes.
What's Hashem so upset about? You know what the answer is? You know what the answer is? The answer is that Hashem knows the emes. What's the emes? That even when the Jew does wrong, it's just a mask. It's just a mask. It's not the real Jew. It's not the real depth of his personality. Eli Liza? Maybe some people might see him in a certain way, but Hashem knows the truth. That he's a beautiful tzaddik. Right?
He's a
beautiful tzaddik.
I agree.
Wonderful, deep, the pnimius, the emes. Right? The emes, the truth is that all of us are beautiful. All of us, every Jewish person has a beautiful, deep heart. Deep. Which is full of love for the Rabbanu Shalom. So how do we access that? Sometimes you need a l'shtik l'lechaim, right? And when the truth is ready to come out, let it go. Let it go. And for those of us who can't have difficulty, we feel blocked, so put on a mask. Put on a mask in order to take off the mask, to be real. To be real with ourselves, to be real with the Rabbanu Shalom. This is Avodas, you know, part A of the Avoda of Megillas Esther. To reveal the hidden Rafi Cohen that's smothered, that's hiding deep in your beautiful Jewish heart. Right? That's hiding under your bandana, Mr. Cowboy. Okay? So, that's Avodas, part A of the Avodas HaNefesh of Megillas Esther of Purim. Okay, but I just want to say I'd like to make mention because it's just so beautiful. It's just now that I'm mentioning this idea of wearing a mask in Purim, I'm going to take a pause for a moment. Just to mention something. Thematically, along these lines, which is again, it's a different teaching, but I feel it's just so beautiful. Rav Shlomo Gansri, the author of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, has the following very eloquent idea, and that is, you know, one of the big values is to protect another person's dignity. To protect another person's dignity is like one of the biggest values in Judaism, literally. And he says something so precious. If you notice, we have this mitzvah, you know, on Purim, we have a mitzvah of Matanas Levyonin, and we have a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Now, if you stop for a moment, you realize that there's crossover between the two. Right? Think about that. They're very similar. Right? Aren't they very similar? And Matan is love Yoni, and we understand. Yishlach Manas is Reyehu. How do you understand that? It's not a class about this right now, but I just want to show. I want to present one idea, which again I feel is so eloquent and brings home this point, which is perhaps you give some people Yishlach Manas. That's nice. They feel your love. You give some of Matan is love Yoni, and they feel disgraced. Am I right? Disgraced. They feel disgraced. Could you imagine? Incredibly disgraceful. Like, oh, I'm a loser, I'm poor, and you actually come to my door and give me charity. So you know what you can do, says Rav Shlomo Gansri, which I relate to? Give them a Mishloach Manos. Right? You give someone a big, giant Mishloach Manos, there's enough food for a week. Right? That's the ultimate Matanas Levyonim. But you do it in a way by wearing a mask, so to speak. By wearing a mask, you're presenting something in a way which is not real, but it's real. You're really giving Matanas Levyonim, but it looks like it's dressed up. It's also true that think about all the people who are the Evyonim. It's their mitzvah. The Gemara says in Daf Dalet, right? All the Evyonim are waiting for Purim to collect money. But you know how embarrassing that is? So what do? They just put on a mask. And on Purim, everybody knows, no one has any right to ask about anything. So I can put on a mask, show up to someone's house, stick on my, they have no idea who I am, and it's beautiful. I could be really, I present myself like a rich guy. Meanwhile, I have no money. I present myself, I live in a nice house. I'm broke, I can't even feed my family. I have nothing to eat, but I'm too embarrassed to say this. So what do? I wear a mask. And the mask allows me to be honest, to be who I really am. I'm a poor person, but it protects my dignity. Right? Again, you see this idea. Let's have a quick meeting about time, guys.